This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure that would require landlords to have a reason to evict a tenant has almost cleared the Colorado State House. It would let tenants continue to rent if they pay on time and comply with other rules in the lease. The bill has passed the state Senate and now goes to the House. Denver Public Schools has won a ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court in a case over student searches. The case involved a student who committed several firearms offenses. As a condition of returning to campus in 2019, his high school required the student to undergo daily searches. The following school year, a search of his bag discovered a loaded gun. The court found that search was warranted and that safety plans can carry over between school years. A helicopter company might bring nearly 600 new jobs to Colorado. The state has approved nearly $5.5 million in tax credits for the project. The company, which has not been named, is also considering Florida, Canada, and Texas for an expansion. Quitting smoking adds years in quality of life. CPR health reporter John Daly explains many Coloradans and health providers are taking that message to heart.
62-year-old Teresa Haga Golishevsky is from Centennial. She quit after smoking for decades, but not until after she got diagnosed with small cell lung cancer. A protective mask used in treatment now helps her make a point.
It's a mask for the brain radiation, and it's pretty scary looking, and I lost my hair twice. And when you start telling people your story, they look at this and they get scared.
Now, she and others advocate for more money for cancer screening and tobacco prevention and cessation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And there's more on tobacco and smoking in Colorado, our series called The Hook at CPR.org. This is CPR News, NKRCC.